From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office just added fuel to the fire already raging in Washington over what to do about the deficit. A new CBO study paints a grim picture of the nation's long-term debt and deficit. NPR's Tamara Keith reports that despite 3 years of fighting over it, Congress hasn't done much to improve things.
This is a long-term budget outlook, looking decades ahead rather than the usual 10 years. Things start out looking decent, with shrinking deficits. The report projects that in 2018, the national debt will bottom out at 68% of the size of the overall U.S. economy. Then it will gradually grow again as annual deficits widen. Doug Elmendorf, who heads the Congressional Budget Office, says this is largely the result of demographics, an aging population.
Federal spending would be pushed up by rising interest payments on the federal debt and by growing costs for Social Security and the major health care programs.
In 2038, he projects the debt would reach 100% of GDP. That would be higher than in any year since the end of World War II.
With such large deficits, federal debt would be growing relative to GDP, a path that could not be followed indefinitely.
Deficit hawks responded to the report saying it was a call to action. But one left-leaning economist pointed out on his blog in all caps, "We simply do not have a deficit problem for at least the next three presidential terms." In fact, the deficit isn't projected to return to the current level for more than a decade. Elmendorf says Congress will have to decide how to deal with this future problem of the cost of programs like Social Security and Medicare outpacing revenue from taxes.
We as a society have a fundamental choice of whether to cut back on those programs or to raise taxes to pay for them. And so far, we've chosen to do very little of either. And as long as that's the case, I think CBO's projections will keep looking like this.
Congress may take another stab at that choice this fall as it debates spending for the year ahead and raising the debt limit. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The Capitol.